Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from June 21, 2021 to June 25, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On June 21, here were the news. Real estate mogul to spend $100 million on decentralized social networking protocol. Prices of GPUs fall. Supply increases as China cracks down on crypto mining. European Central Bank can better protect digital payment privacy, exec board member says. South Korean banks to review partnerships with crypto exchanges. Crypto long and short, commerce, dollarization or speculation. On June 22, here were the news. Anchorage adds custody and staking for Dapper Labs Flow token. Solana-based Pyth Network adds institutional crypto exchange LMAX as data provider. MoonPay takes sizable stake in crypto banking provider BCB Group. Visa, PayPal join crypto VC Blockchain Capital's new $300 million fund. Bitcoin price drops below $30,000 for the first time since January. Stronghold Digital Mining raises $105 million to turn waste coal into Bitcoin. Analysts divided on Bitcoin's price prospects as $30,000 beckons. On June 23, here were the news. NFT site Rarible to launch marketplace on Flow blockchain following $14.2 million funding round. Goldman Sachs taps JP Morgan's private blockchain for repo trade. Report. FTX strikes sponsorship deal with MLB. Umpires to wear crypto exchanges logo. ASIC maker Canaan diversifies into Bitcoin mining in Kazakhstan. Crypto data firm Kaiko closes $24 million funding round, looks to Asia. BIS says Bitcoin has few redeeming attributes. Bitcoin likely to be range-bound after rebound from $29,000. China's anti-crypto crackdown is different this time. On June 24th, here were the news. Coinbase enters Japanese market after completing registration with Financial Watchdog. Andreessen Horowitz rakes in $2.2 billion for third crypto venture fund. Suze Orman says she bought $5,000 of Bitcoin using PayPal and she's a hodler. Huobi's new US affiliate set to go live next month. Crypto sleuthing firm Chainalysis raises $100 million, this time at $4.2 billion valuation. Grayscale unlockings poses downside risk to Bitcoin price, JP Morgan says. DeFi insurance upstart Risk Harbor goes live with $3.25 million in seed funding. On June 25, here were the news. Athena to install 1,500 ATMs in El Salvador following Bitcoin law. Bitcoin jumps 5% as El Salvador braces for crypto law, $30 e-wallet airdrop. Opera browser adds first stablecoins to native wallet CUSD, CEUR. Jay-Z to auction Reasonable Doubt NFT at Sotheby's. FATF says majority of countries still haven't implemented Watchdog's crypto guidance. Key indicator shows capital beginning to flow back into Bitcoin. U.S. crypto giants build first version of FATF-compliant travel rule tool. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.